From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome, News OK listeners. It's the last of the tasty times for a while. Dave Cathy, the food dude, with Carrie Coppernall.
Hello.
And the pieces of Matt Clayton.
I'm very sad.
Evil prevailed.
I'm going to eat lots of bacon today in honor of Kevin.
You know what? That was a great, great showing last night by everybody. I mean, it really was. I mean, although I got to say, Kevin is almost like he Richard Blazed it a little bit.
He did. Yeah. Like the one guy who thought I thought his food was so simple.
Solid all the
way
across.
And was going to make it perfectly. He fell on his face.
Is it Preeti's fault?
Yes.
You know?
It is. I'm sorry.
Totally makes everything better now. I just thought that's a good point.
Preeti fails.
Preeti bad.
Like, how can she come back and fail? Like, just when her failing ended, it's like she comes back. She's like a ghost of failure.
Ugh.
And I hate her. But I was happy that whenever he picked pork belly, when Kevin picked pork belly, mm-hmm. he said, "Pork belly, that's my jam." That was my favorite part of the show. Yeah.
I think I actually said, did he just say pork belly is his jam?
Yeah. I'm surprised I don't have t-shirts on Bravo for that yet.
Maybe next week.
I felt so bad for him, and they showed her like cutting vegetables. And at the pace,
man,
and
terrible.
Like, I mean, it was like watching myself. It was like watching myself cut vegetables. Yeah. Like, why are you on the show?
Oh boy!
Why?
Kevin was clearly wondering that same thing.
It was bad news
because he's
him.
Like the nicest guy ever.
Usually they've been allowed to pick.
Yeah. Random things, like. But you know what? I get it. Because because at first I was like, oh, that's not fair. Usually they get to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is like a different scenario for a chef.
Yeah.
Okay, usually you're going to get to pick who you hire, but every now and then you might have somebody cast upon you. And
yeah.
you have to, it's like an ingredient mm-hmm. you don't want.
Yeah.
You have to work around it. And unfortunately, Kevin was the only one that got somebody really weak.
Yeah.
Everybody else, they got pretty solid people across the board.
Who are Michael's helpers?
Michael had
Eli. And
yeah,
and
Eli and
Ashley.
The hair.
Ashley.
Yeah. Ashley, the one with the bad hair. But both of them very competent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like they know what they're doing in the kitchen
At some point, Ashley was sort of a sleeper. Sort of. Won
yeah.
the challenge. And
she's a big-time chef. Yeah. And Preeti, I mean, in Preeti's defense, she's kind of young. I mean, she's like kind of just getting into this thing. So
then get off, Top Chef.
I know.
Stop ruining people's lives.
Kevin's thinking, this thing's fixed.
I guess I'm just disappointed in the fact that when they're showing them eating the courses, I sincerely thought there's no way in hell that evil twin was going to win.
I know.
And then it comes out, he does.
Why?
That cake, yeah.
Why, Bravo editors?
I know they do it to tease us. Well, let's go back just a minute. Let's talk about the one interesting thing they did. There was a lot, but bringing the moms in, that was kind mm-hmm. of an interesting
that was
touch.
Cool.
Make an extra course for your mom. And, of course, the V's had the same mom. So.
Yeah. I'm glad that they had their moms leave after the first.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That would have gotten nasty.
Did you say that about my Kevin?
Well, and poor Mrs. Voltaggio or whatever her name might be.
Yeah.
Stabbed herself.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And then Padma asked her, which one was your favorite?
Yeah,
come
right.
on, really? Like, you're not gonna, which one are you going to pick? Come on.
Exactly.
That's insane.
That was a little bit outlandish. But then, of course, it was just basically, you know, make this. Now, they had a mystery box, mm-hmm. which had all kinds mm-hmm. of weird stuff in it.
Which mm-hmm. was like the Chopped editors got involved somehow. Yeah. It was just completely
the ghost
unnecessary.
Of Ted Allen.
It's just, I didn't. Maybe that was a shout out to Ted Allen. Wish you were here, buddy.
That's their jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of strange.
It was.
And they had to have a dessert, which we all thought was the death of Michael because
he
burned his cake. Yes. Now, Jennifer's not here today. She couldn't be here today in protest. You know, that's what Republicans do when they lose. They protest. No, I'm kidding.
Right.
I'm kidding. No, she couldn't be. She had a meeting today. But she did send me a few notes, and they were not happy notes. I think the last note was, I can cook a freaking cake.
That's awesome.
I think that summarizes my feelings.
Yeah.
About
so,
it.
So, I don't know. You know, they never really say it's season-wide achievement, but you know, because of that, it almost makes you think that.
Well, I really, other than Kevin is the nicest guy in the world, I really wanted him to win because then the Voltaggios would never know.
Yeah. It'd be like a, they'd have to have like a Rocky III moment.
Yeah.
Dude, they totally would have brought him back.
Yeah, they could have just done that.
Yeah.
They could have remade the entire movie of Rocky III using those two to sub in for Rocky Balboa and Apollo Creed. Yeah, exactly. The whole thing. And then I don't know who could have been. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the dude. What's your favorite guy? The bald dude?
Stefan?
Stefan. Yeah. He could have been, you know, the Clubber Lang character. Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Stefan, I'm better than all of you.
Yeah, exactly.
I will cut you and then smoke a cigarette.
So anyway, I guess, you know, congratulations are in order for Michael. He didn't win.
Whatever.
Now, I will say, my wife, who's a big hater all season of Michael, as he, you know, after he won, he starts weeping.
You know what? I agree. My wife was sitting there talking about it, and she's like, oh, stop it. You're just faking. And I was like, you know, give him a shot. He's trying to be,
yeah.
Like, in that moment, you may have realized, you know, maybe I am a... And
well, and he changed his tune all of
right,
a sudden.
Right, exactly.
To where, well, the proudest moment for me was
right.
Me
and that
my
was
brother
good, I thought.
Being there. Whereas before he'd said, well, if Brian goes, that's better for me.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes you wonder a little bit about the editing process. Yeah. You know, maybe there was some context that was missing.
Maybe there was some drinking.
We know that's true. I believe the New York Times uncovered that. Thank you very much.
I love pork belly.
It's so good. It's my jam. But I don't know. So, okay. Do you guys have a favorite moment or a moment that stands out from the season? Anything besides Ron and his...
Then no.
I'll tell you something that struck me was last night when Michael was hugging his mother, but you could see the mother was clearly staring at Brian, and you could just see she was like, sorry, this is not very fun.
I think my favorite quote of the whole season is, pork belly, that's my jam.
You know what, that is the statement. That is a statement, and so, you know, I'm thinking on that note. Let's go out on a pork belly. That's my jam.
Some duck fat.
All right, we'll see you next season, folks. It was fun.